33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. As the pandemic has put stress on hospitals and healthcare professionals in Texas and across the U.S., midwives are seeing a big surge in demand from pregnant women choosing to deliver their babies at home. That's a challenge unto itself, but reconsidering birth plans is only the beginning. Parents who need help with their newborns are finding it difficult to turn to communities currently under lockdown. So how are they coping? The Standard's Joy Diaz wanted to find out.
New babies struggle to adapt to the foreign environment they've been thrusted in. New parents do too.
You know, I have an infant at home, and so I'm terrified.
Everything about becoming a mother turned out to be terrifying for Tracy Franklin Squires of Seguin, Texas. For starters, getting pregnant was a challenge. The Bexar County Assistant District Attorney was 38 when she decided to become a mother. But she needed help.
I ended up doing some IVF cycles with the clinic in New York.
IVF, in vitro fertilization, but those cycles didn't work. Neither did the one she did in San Antonio. For 3 years, she rode the roller coaster of trying and failing to get pregnant.
I did not become pregnant until my sixth round of IVF, which I did in San Diego, California, using a donor egg and my husband's sperm.
Giving birth in mid-February was also a challenge. Franklin Squires is now 41, and nothing went according to her birthing plan. Instead of a vaginal delivery, she had an emergency C-section and a premature baby. The vision she originally had of embracing her baby the moment he was born, that didn't happen either. She was knocked out with the anesthesia until hours later when she finally came to.
You know, the nurse put me in a wheelchair and said, hey, I'm going to roll you to the NICU to meet your baby.
The road ahead with a preemie seemed scary, but Franklin Squires had a whole village behind her.
My whole family came with me.
Her parents and in-laws cooked, cleaned, and allowed her to recover. But then COVID-19 hit, and the village retreated into quarantine. But just because we are quarantined doesn't mean life is at a standstill. Every day, an average of 500 babies are born in Texas. Think about that. Each day of this quarantine, there have been 500 new births, and there's little help for their parents in the physical world. The village is mostly online.
It is so incredibly busy, and I feel so blessed to be able to provide the service.
Ann Bennett is an international board-certified lactation consultant and author of the book, The Breastfeeding Class You Never Had. She's based in Austin, but she's currently consulting with clients from all over.
I've seen the background of New York and San Francisco, and I feel like I get to travel the world from, you know, my house.
But how can someone teach a new mom to breastfeed through a screen? Franklin Squires was lucky to get a session with an in-person consultant in February, right before the virus hit.
I mean, she had to literally, like, grab my breast and grab the baby's head and put everything where it needed to be on more than one occasion. I would not have been able to figure that out.
But Bennett figured out how to do her job through a screen years ago when she started doing remote consultations through telemedicine. So when the pandemic hit, she already felt very comfortable of guiding someone online through the basic positions of breastfeeding verbally.
Having your baby breast height, having your baby nose to nipple, having your hand off your baby's head. And by doing this for 15 years, I know what that looks like when it's right. So when it's wrong, it stands out like an elephant in the room wearing a lampshade and pajamas. It's not like you walk in and go, huh, is that an elephant? You're like, whoa, that is not right.
From breastfeeding tips to tips on how to prevent postpartum depression to when a fever is just a fever, new mom Tracy Franklin Squires is now seeking wisdom from the online village through Zoom chats. And what's unusual is that she's never been alone.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people just kept signing on. And all these women in little squares popping up with their holding a little tiny baby. All these new moms everywhere just by themselves. It was crazy.
It continues to be crazy, but the physical village still exists, just waiting for the day when COVID-19 is in the rearview mirror. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.